Welcome to the Something to Think About podcast, where we take a closer look at what the Bible says about common questions. I am Andre Palmer. Okay, welcome to another edition of the Something to Think About podcast. This month, we'll be looking on peace, and we'll be going into a discourse on developing the attitude of peace and how to live in a harmonious relationship with others. Our core scripture we'll be looking on is John 14, verse 12, reading from the God's Word translation. And it says, I'm leaving you peace. I'm giving you my peace. I don't give you the kind of peace that the world gives. So don't be troubled or cowardly. So what we want to take a time to look on is understand this week is about, let's get a clear understanding of what Jesus was talking about in terms of the peace that he is giving. And there are four definitions that we want to get through this week. And so we can get an understanding of in terms of what exactly Jesus is talking about. And the result, what we're looking for is in terms of having peace of mind, resolving conflicts in a peaceful way, and really building a harmonious relationship that is free from conflict, and knowing exactly what exactly does it mean to have peace, like peace of mind, even when we're having difficulty, what exactly it is. So there are four definitions from scripture that we want to get into. The first one comes to us from Isaiah 32 verse 17, and it defines it as an act of righteousness. And the scripture says, the fruit of that righteousness will be peace. Its effect will be quietness and confidence forever. So it is an act of righteousness, meaning that the fruit of your relationship with God will actually change your attitude towards dealing with people. Meaning, as opposed to being unkind and unfriendly and sharing your displeasure about something. For example, you are at a business place doing business, and the customer service or the person you're dealing with or the salesperson is not dealing with you in a very kind way. You go to buy something, the product is not what you expect, you carry it back to get an exchange, and the customer service rep or the sales rep is giving you attitude, ignoring you, and not hearing your complaint about the item. Clearly it's unsatisfying because it's damaged. Fair enough. But the way in which they deal with you to get the matter resolved is unfriendly. They ignore you, might even accuse you of saying that you are at fault and they can't do anything, and it left the matter unresolved. What do you do then as a person to ensure that, one, the conflict is resolved, and two, that you get an exchange of the item so you can go about your business and leave these people alone and have the matter resolved in a peaceful way? Usually, what happens is that we feed off the energy of the other person. And what usually end up happening is that an argument starts between the two. There are very lot of instances on social media where there's a conflict, and then the person who is involved in the conflict, or the accuser and the accused, two persons are shouting as a result of that. So one person gets on the top of the voice, next one is trying to outdo the other person by raising the voice as well. And then as a result, there's a big conflict, crowd is drawn and all of that. And there's a lot of attention now on this issue. Person start to video it just to ensure that their rights are dealt with. Both persons are right, but the matter can be dealt with in a more friendlier kind of way. So that's what it means in terms of the fruit of your righteousness will be peace. So as opposed to getting boisterous and loud, you choose to do it another way. It's like, hey, let's not go down that road now, but here is the issue. What is the procedure to deal with this? And if you can't deal with it right now, is there somebody else who has the time to actually help to address the issue? And then you find an alternative solution that ends up resolving the matter in a more friendlier way. You don't feel offended by what the person is saying, but you get your rights addressed. So that is what it means by an act of righteousness. Its effect will be quietness and confidence forever. So the lack of peace causes persons to lose confidence. And the fact is now, confidence in whom? The relationship, confidence in the person, confidence in the company. Some persons, because of dissatisfaction, they change suppliers. Some persons, because of dissatisfaction with a partner, they end up leaving the relationship. Some persons, because of a dissatisfaction with an organization, they find a different job, for whatever reason. But reason, these are the reasons, no, the effect of, in terms of quietness. Quietness meaning that there have been no shouting, no unresolved, wouldn't be a shouting match, there would be no argument. There'll be a peaceful solution. Hey, I bought this item yesterday and I just carry it back because I noticed that there was a tear on the back of the shirt. And is there, and here's my receipt. What is the next step for the item to be resolved or that matter to be exchanged? Or your partner made something that's very disgusting. And as opposed to say, oh, you couldn't do it better or whatever, why you have to do this, or the accusation starts. You go and say, oh, hey, I noticed that you keep on doing this thing. Is there, can you stop? Or for argument's sake, or hey, there's a better way to do it. Here is the better way to do it. And I prefer that you do it this way or whatever. You come to some resolve quietly without it being an argument or drawing it out. So the fruit of peace, and here we're talking about definition of what peace is an act of righteousness. It builds your confidence and also goes about being quiet. So let's look on the second reason. It's a spiritual attitude that leads to life, according to Romans 8, verse 6. And it says, the corrupt nature's attitude leads to death, but the spiritual nature's attitude leads to life and peace. So we also know, recognizing now, that peace is an attitude, according to Paul. And he's explaining that when you choose to do the opposite attitude of what peace brings, it leads to death, death of a relationship. Can lead to physical death, meaning that murder is committed because of the action that you choose to resolve the matter, which is not how God really wants to deal with the situation. So for example, the same, you bring back the item and the store clerk decides to ignore you, and you decide to now bring the matter now publicly now by drawing attention to your dissatisfaction, and the argument starts and a confrontation happens. What if the person have a knife? And because of the confrontation, you physically attack the person. What can happen is that the person may defend themselves, you get stabbed, and then the area in which you get stabbed cause you now to lose your life, or the other person to lose their life. And that's an extreme, but it's possible. It is possible. And I've seen where a simple offensive word cause a person to lose their life because it end up into a physical fight. So now, the attitude or the way in which you approach the situation now will change, because Paul is saying now that peace is a spiritual attitude that leads to life and peace. So it meaning that the relationship is preserved, life is preserved, and you end up now not having to walk around with this baggage or this conflict with you forever, because it's left unresolved. So now we're giving a different component of what peace is, according to scripture, is that it's an attitude, meaning that it's a character trait. It's the choices that we make. It's the way in which we approach situations or outlook. So it's giving us a whole different viewpoint in terms of how Jesus wants us to live in peace with others, in terms of how we relate. So the first definition talks about it being an act of righteousness. So peace is a choice. It's an action. Second one, no, it's acting about, or attitude, meaning that there's a belief system of peace, based on what the scripture is saying, that in order to have peace, which leads to life, according to what Romans is saying, is that the attitude of peace, the belief system of peace, is totally different than what everybody else does. And what Jesus wants us to have is to embrace that idea of what peace is. So if it's an attitude, it means that if you want peace in your life, you have to change a lot of your actions and your choices in order to ensure that you have that access. The third definition, according to the Bible, it is the act of resolving conflict or restoring relationships. And this is according to 2 Corinthians 5, verse 18 to 21. And it says, God has done all of this. He has restored our relationship with Him through Christ and has given us this ministry of restoring relationships. In other words, God was using Christ to restore His relationship with humanity. He didn't hold people's faults against them. He has given us this message of restored relationships to tell others. Therefore, we are Christ's representatives, and through us, God is calling you, we beg you, on behalf of Christ, to become reunited with God. God had Christ, who was sinless, take our sin, so that we might receive God's approval through Him. We're not going to look on all of that this week, because there are some other components that we're going to look on next week and next week's episode. But what I want to highlight is that is in verse 19, is that God was using Christ to restore His relationship with humanity. And here is the kicker now, in terms of peace, is that He didn't hold people's faults against them. And that is one of the issues that causes peace not to happen, holding the fault against the person, meaning your focus is always on the problem, as opposed to shifting your focus now on restoring the relationship by resolving the issue. How can the issue be resolved? What can be done to resolve the issue? So in the case of the example that we were looking on earlier, in terms of the store clerk, the best way is to find the tier, prove that the tier was there, look on the policy that the company has, see if the condition falls in line with the policy, and then address the matter accordingly. If it's an item that is just bought and that it was torn when it was bought and there's proof of that, and whatever the policy is to get a refund or whatever, the matter can be resolved quickly without any issue. And if there's a case where the employee is not resolving the matter quickly, then now you can escalate it by taking the matter to the next level, in terms of speaking to a supervisor or somebody in charge and trying to get the matter resolved without it being causing a confrontation, while preserving the job of the person and also you getting a brand new item because the goods that you bought was damaged. And at the end of the day, it's a win-win. That's all that it really boils down to. So restoring the relationship is a viewpoint of what peace is, preserving that restoration. And if you think about it, God sent Jesus Christ to die for our sins so that the relationship could be restored between us and Him. He made the first move, made the sacrifice, put everything in place so everything can be preserved. We can learn from that principle by putting measures in place and making steps to ensure that peace and harmony is preserved in our relationships. And that now, the act of resolving the conflict now, taking the steps now to put measures in place to restore and resolve the conflict, will lead to peace of mind. So the application doesn't even matter whatever it happens. It doesn't even matter what is happening. All you need to do is put measures in place to ensure that the relationship is restored. And that's the third definition of what peace is. And the last definition that we're going to look on this week is removing hostility and becoming one, according to Ephesians 2, verse 14 to 17. And it says, So he is our peace. In his body, he has made Jewish and non-Jewish people one by breaking down the wall of hostility that kept them apart. This is going to stop there. What we want to highlight now is that what we want to do in what peace is ensuring that you and the person is on the same page regarding the conflict. So understanding and listening is important. Looking on both sides of the story and see where you guys two will meet and what exactly is the conflict. And then now, see where you can come to an agreement about what the solution is. And all of that needs to happen without there being any hostility in the mix. So that's why it's important now. Your attitude and how you approach the situation now is very important. So what Paul was saying now is that Christ, read a couple of verses up, it talks about the body of Christ, is that non-Jewish and Jewish people now have become one through one belief system. So what that means in terms of a relationship and peace is that the agreement in terms of what exactly is the problem and the solution, we have to agree on that in order to go forward. So in the wake of a relationship, if there's, say for example, somebody has been unfaithful, denying that can cause a problem and agreeing that, hey, unfaithfulness was in the relationship. And now, what do you do next? It's not about putting, what do you do next now is decide on what exactly you're going to treat with that. And what was the cause that led up to that? And can this relationship be restored? And do all of those questions that may come up in the midst of dealing with that issue is coming to an agreement without the hostility can ensure that peace is preserved, peace of mind, peace in the relationship, and all of that. And trust can be rebuilt and the whole nine yards. And even in the form of the organization or even dealing with conflict of doing business with somebody. Like, how can this issue be resolved without hostility? And where can we agree on the matter? And that's what it boils down to. So those are the four definitions that the Bible talks about in terms of peace and how we as believers and people in general can live in peace with others by understanding this concept of peace. It's an act of righteousness, a spiritual attitude that leads to life, the act of resolving a conflict or restoring relationships and removing hostility and coming to an agreement. So that's what it is. I just want to leave this question with you this week in terms of what are the things that is causing you to be unsettled and how and what can be done to resolve the matter in a peaceful way? Where can you and the person agree and meet and come to an agreement and resolve the issue? And what actions need to be taken to restore the relationship? That's it for me this week. Until next week, these are some things to think about. And until we meet again next week, God bless and one.
And that's our show. Thanks for listening. I release a new episode of this podcast every Tuesday, wherever you listen to your podcast. If you find this information useful, please share this episode with a friend. This podcast was also brought to you by RemlaMinistries.com, resources to help you on your Christian journey, study guides, counseling, and more. For more information, visit our website at www.remlaministries.com.